The following is a paid program. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the host and the guests and are not necessarily those of WCCM or its sponsors.
Good morning. This is Ron Ferris from Bupa Productions.
And I'm Dan Lynch from Daniel's Video Productions.
And today is Tuesday, March 8, 2011. And this is Volume 1, Chapter 2 of our Wedding Tips Wedding Show.
Wow, huh? Let me ask you something, Ron. Why does your name go before mine? I'm just curious. How did that happen?
Let's see. Because F comes before L?
That's a safe...
But you could always say D comes before R.
I tell people we go the alphabetical way.
Okay. That's always the safe way.
Okay.
Unless you want to go by height, tallest first. I mean...
Oh, then you got me.
Okay.
You got me in several categories when it comes to size, I guess.
Let me give you our number if you want to call in. It's 978-687-8006. And this is WCCM, 1110 AM. And... we're here for you. If you want to send us a message because you're kind of shy, send us a message at tips, T-I-P-S, at Bupa, B-O-O-P-A, .com. That is our email. We will take those and read them on the air, answer your questions if we can. If not, we will get you an answer. If we don't get you an answer this week, we definitely have it for you next week. We have some guests this week. I know we have at least one guest going to be calling in a little while that we'll be speaking with, and I believe we're going to be talking about travel.
Yep, planning your honeymoon or any type of trip that you're going to be taking, I guess.
Okay. And one of the things I wanted to talk about this morning was building a wedding site, a wedding website. If you have a wedding coming up, and it might be a good idea to help you out with this. Give you some examples here of why you may want to build a wedding website. So you're sitting at home and the phone's ringing, bring, bring, you know, people calling, how do I get to the banquet hall?
Oh, gosh.
What time does the bridal shower start?
Yep.
Did you get RSVP? You know, our RSVP. And now with all the other aggravation you have going on, you're getting all these phone calls. Now, you got plenty of stress already. So one of the things that may definitely help you is if you were to build a wedding website. Now, there are plenty of locations out there where you can get this done for absolutely zero. May not have a lot of bells and whistles, but it would be a wedding website that you could put online to answer most of the questions that folks would be picking up the phone and calling you about.
Well, that's a pretty good idea.
Now, I'm going to read something here just to help you out. You know, they come in different shapes and colors with many personalized options, some with more and some with less. Most of the free wedding websites that let you build your own space list, they let you build your own space list templates. Now, consider posting the important dates and locations along with maybe a small bio about how the two of you met. Because you're going to get those questions, definitely. You know how?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, absolutely. You hear that all the time.
Absolutely. Yeah. They want to know, how did you meet? You know, where was it? So just put it on the web page. Tell them, go to the web page.
So now you're not going to have to say anything.
Maybe not. Maybe you can just
enjoy your
day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Now, there's also, you can get an upgraded website. Now, some of the perks that come with an upgraded website, they allow you to personalize and tweak your pages a little bit more. And a lot of times, if you're familiar with MySpace, a lot of these sites look like a MySpace layout. Plus, you may also be able to get your own domain, like Mary and John's Wedding, you know, 102111.com.
Wow.
Something like that. You would have your own domain, if it's available, or something to that extent. Domain names you can manipulate them a little bit, and you should be able to come up with one that would be unique for you.
That's pretty good.
There's also, you could have on your website a dynamic guest book. So if people want to leave you messages, make a comment, they can do this right online. And the good thing is, it would be dated and time stamped for you. So you would know when they were there, what time, what date. and they can leave their messages for you.
What type of messages do you think they'd be leaving?
If they're your good friends and family, it would be something like good luck, many years of happiness, and not the number of a divorce lawyer.
Okay, all right. Okay. That might be coming if you keep the page up after.
Yeah, well, if you keep the page up as things go on, yeah. You never know these days.
Hopefully if they're listening to this show, that will help avoid all that.
Yeah, maybe we could get Charlie Sheen to put one up for him.
I don't think we want to go there.
Okay. Directions. One of the most common problems that you're going to have is people calling, where's the place? How do I get there? If they don't have a GPS, most people do today, but if they don't, they're going to be calling you asking for directions like we used to do in the old days, or pull up to a fire station. Where is this place?
Right, right. Yep. GPSs are something else, though, huh?
I mean, don't know how we lived without them before.
Really, it's incredible. Cell phones, GPSs, but have you ever used a GPS that took you to the wrong place?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Yeah, all the time. Happened to me, too.
You're arriving at your destination, and it's a vacant lot.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's like that commercial where the guy says, your GPS is screwed up. Turn right now!
Or Ronnie Dangerfield. Oh, you're way off.
Yeah, that's it. Definitely that one. So one of the things you could do is you can put the name, the address, and the phone number of the location where it is. Also, you may want to put links to like Google Maps or MapQuest so that all they have to do is click on the link, get a map of where they're going. Some people just want to write it down. They can just get it off the website and write it down. Now, for your out-of-town guests, this is also a great device for your out-of-town guest. Now, when your guests are coming in from out of town, they usually don't know anything about the area. So on your website, you could put, for out-of-town guests, things like a local hotel or bed and breakfast accommodations, some nearby attractions, Merrimack River in this case, or whatever, Lawrence.
Sure. That sounds very helpful.
Salem. Give them some information about those, shopping centers in Salem. And,
right.
They want to build you something, a Home Depot in Salem and in Methuen, things like that.
Nice.
Yeah, so we can put all that stuff there. Car rentals.
In the mall, they get the Fredericks of Hollywood.
There you go. Oh. Yeah. Victoria's Secret, too.
That's right.
So.
You ever go in there without your wife?
No. I see you sitting outside the door all the time, though. Anyways, now your wedding rehearsal dinner. It's going to be for a smaller amount of people, so maybe all your out-of-town guests are not invited to the rehearsal dinner. So you may want to give them things to keep themselves busy, theaters, whatever that's in the area. And you can put this all on your website. Now, another important thing, it's going to take a lot of questions off of you, is who's that in the wedding party? Who's the people in the bridal party? What you can do is put up a page that has the pictures of the people that are in your bridal party, maybe a little bio or a funny story about them, so that people can go in, look at the pictures, say, oh, okay, that's so-and-so, and this is the maid of honor, this is the best man, this is one of the bridesmaids, this is one of the ushers. And if you want, you can even let them put the information themselves in.
Well, that's a pretty novel idea. I mean, then you get to the wedding and you feel like you know these people,
Yeah. Someone may go up to somebody in the wedding and say, hey, weren't you the guy that did this? And he may or may not. That's why if you let them put it up, they're disclosing the information that they want to disclose. And it's not like you're giving away any secrets that they may not want to divulge
to
the public.
That's pretty good.
This is, I think, a great one. They may be able to RSVP online. So they can go in, and instead of waiting for the mail every day, who's coming, who isn't coming, they can RSVP right online, and you can have it set up that it gives you an email notification when they RSVP. You can go online every day, twice a day, however often you want, to see how many people have RSVP'd to your wedding and have an idea of what the wedding count is.
Yeah, that's great.
Some of them, you can also be able to put some music to it. No two weddings are alike, so no two wedding websites are going to be the same. So there's little snippets, gadgets, tools that you can add to the website if you want to put funny music, jokes, whatever that you can put on your website. And when people click on something, some music may come up, a funny joke. and it just gives, you know, a little brevity to your site. Or you can keep it as serious as you want. Keep it serious music, just instrumentals, whatever. It's your choice. It's your wedding. You do what you want. Now, also, usually what you can do is when there's pictures on the website, your guests that are going on and looking can download these pictures. And it's very simple. If you're at a website, if you right-click on the screen, of right on the picture, you can have them have the ability to save that picture.
I'd like to think a lot of people already know how to do that, but there are some people who don't even know how to turn on a computer. But you're right. You right-click, and you can save that picture to your hard drive and make up your own little album from any website, to be honest with you.
Yeah, as long as they have that capability. Some of them don't allow that. Most websites do. They allow you to right-click. You can save the picture as and put it in an album, put it as a background picture.
Right, right.
So that is also available there. Also, another thing you can do is if you are on someone else's wedding website, let's say, and you see something that you like, if you're savvy, a little bit computer savvy, or you have a friend that is, you can go on that website, right-click on the screen and click View Source, and it will show you the actual source code, which is getting a little technical.
Yes, yes.
But some people who know what I'm talking about will know what I mean, that you can see the what's called the HTML code or the PHP code that you can essentially highlight and copy if you wanted to put it into your site, as long as it's not copyrighted. Most of these sites are pretty open.
Right. Okay.
The other thing you can do is put your love story on there about how he proposed and, you know, what you guys did on your last vacation together.
Yeah, now we're getting to the meat and potatoes of what you can do to this site, huh?
Yeah. My recommendations, don't put any embarrassing details on there. You know, it's like your pictures. You don't want something ending up on Facebook the wrong way or on YouTube.
Right,
if you're
right.
Posting videos.
Yeah, sure, sure.
The other important thing, this is very important, protect everything with a password. You know, your source code, when you're setting this up, make sure you don't leave it wide open. It's like I tell folks if they ask me about this, when you're setting up a home network, make sure you put a password on your router. Otherwise, anybody driving by who's what they call sniffing can get onto your network, get into your computer. Make sure you have a password. You may even want to set something up where when you send the information to your guest, there's a login for guests with a password that they have to use to get into your site.
That sounds good.
Another good thing is you could do before and after pictures. How you looked before the wedding and the wreck you are after. I'm just kidding. And, you know, before and after pictures, you know, things like when you went on your honeymoon. Maybe if you keep the site up, if it ends up being your own site, you can keep it up. Like you said jokingly a little while ago, but you could
keep
that website going.
Yeah, sure.
As a story or a testament to your life.
Yeah, right. That's pretty good. It's amazing what we can do these days.
Yeah. Another good page to put on, and again, this would be after the wedding, is a vendor review page. This is where you can go in, say who your vendors were, and rate them if you want. Now, I'm sure if you had a wedding, there's plenty of folks planning parties, anniversaries, or probably couples getting married themselves,
sure,
who would like to know who some of your vendors were and did they live up to their promises. So this would be a great place for you to put some vendor reviews.
Right, right.
You know, Dan told me he was going to take videos. He didn't even show up. Ron said he was going to play my dance, and he never did.
Yeah,
the
music skipped or something.
Yeah, that's the old days with the
records. Now, let me ask you something about these web pages. Can you put video on them, or is that if you go up to like one that you have to pay big bucks for? Or
no, it's really not a lot of money today to have a web page.
Because that would be good if they could have like a little 5-minute recap video once the wedding's all over, you know, so for the guests to go back and like check it out, you know.
Yeah, there's if you own the website, which isn't a lot of money these days, you can get websites from a web host for as little as $5 a month these days.
That's cheap.
Yeah, it really is. The The thing with any website to remember is maintenance. You have to maintain the website. You have to keep adding and
now, what about if you're like a member of Verizon, Fios, or Comcast? Don't they give you web space?
Yeah, they give you some. Again, you check with who's ever supplying that for you, and they'll tell you how much space you have on
right.
their server
sure.
for your site.
Okay.
Now, today, with the pictures and the video, they're pretty
space,
compressed. Yeah, they're pretty compressed.
Yeah.
Plus, what they're giving you today compared to years ago, there's plenty of space to put all
the
pictures.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, so you can put your... I mean, look at YouTube. All the videos is, I would imagine at this point, millions and millions of videos
right,
on YouTube.
Right, yeah.
And back then, years ago, it was very expensive to have space. Now it's pennies to
right.
have space. Now, the other thing just is, when you're doing your web page, again, you want to keep in mind that your guests are going to be using this as something that they're going to go to for information. So make sure the information on there is good. It's good information. It's valid. It's up to date.
Right.
And you have that website. And if you have one that is your own domain or, like you said, off of a Verizon or a Comcast, you can definitely keep that going for a while if you wanted to.
Right. Hey, Bruce, what would you go to one of these websites for?
Well, the information that you're giving there, I mean, it's good.
Yeah, it's incredible, huh, the stuff you can do now.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, it used to be you just get this little invitation in the mail, and you're just hoping that the post office doesn't lose it on you.
That's right.
You know?
Hey, be careful.
He's high tech.
Be careful with the postal workers. They're
He's
hardworking
high tech.
People.
Oh, absolutely. I'm not picking it, but you're always worried, you know? It would get there, but so. You'd worry. I've had some. Never mind.
He wants a response to that.
I'm waiting for the man with the bag to come walking through the door here. I mean, my brother-in-law is a letter carrier. I don't want to have to face him later, you know?
Are we going to be going to a commercial? Are you done with that, Ron?
That was it.
That was very informative.
Good stuff. Wedding website.
Because I know of some people who've done that, like back when, I mean, not long ago, but when they were just starting out. And I think those pages have come a long way, and people can get very creative with that type of stuff.
Yeah.
And it's personal, and if you're making it yourself, everyone's different. Just like you said, like MySpace, each person's MySpace page was a unique place to go to, and that's what this is turning into, and I think that's a great idea.
And you know, just about everybody today has access to a computer, you know.
Yeah.
So it's not like before, where if you had a computer it was highly unusual, but now there's plenty of computers out there. Even if you don't own one, you may have a neighbor or a son or a daughter or a niece or a nephew.
Okay. Should we go to the phone call right
sure,
now?
Absolutely.
What I want to tell you is this young lady that we have coming onto the phone, but right before we get her on the phone, I just want to say that we do have a couple of tickets available for the upcoming Boston Flower Show.
Oh, excellent.
And they're complimentary from WCCM. And the first caller who calls and wants to get these two tickets... What's the number again, Ronnie?
The number they need to call is 978-687-8006. And what's the dates on that flower?
The dates are from March 16th through March 20th. So that's coming up. You'd come and pick up these tickets right here at WCCM in Methuen.
And where is it being held?
And it is being held, let me see, the Seaport World Trade Center.
Oh, excellent place.
Is it?
Very beautiful, yeah. I've done quite a few weddings there. They're nice. And I did a nice black tie wedding there once.
Really?
In fact, my son's friend had a black tie wedding there.
I bet you look great in a black tie.
Black tie. Tied one on or black tie? Oh, black tie. Oh, bow tie. Yeah, I wear those every week with my tuxedo.
All right. Well, anyway, so folks, call if you want to get these two tickets that we have. They're freebies to get you into the show. Who we have coming on the line right now is Chris from Playtime Vacations. She sets up all kinds of vacations for people who want to go just on vacations with their family, or if you want to set up a honeymoon vacation for you and your loved one, because we all know that after the wedding, the honeymoon is kind of like the prize. You know, you get away, you breathe a big sigh of relief.
You do. I mean, and that's...
It's your time.
Yeah. After all the stress you've been through, absolutely.
Okay, so we have Chris on the phone right now. She is calling us from Playtime Vacations. Chris, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Okay. You want to tell us a little bit about your business?
Well, Playtime Vacations was set up in 2008. We plan vacations everywhere. We specialize in trips to Disney, the Caribbean, cruises, and vacations over to Europe.
Really?
Yes.
That sounds nice. And do a lot of people go to Disney on their honeymoon?
A good number of people do go to Disney because it's cost-friendly.
Really?
They can get a lot of things included in their package, and it's not a lot of money, depending on where you stay. You can have it be a nice, laid-back vacation or honeymoon at a value resort, or you can have it a little bit more luxurious in one of the deluxe resorts, and it's a great time when you go there.
Nice. Okay, so what got you into this business? What got you started?
Well, when we were growing up, my parents would take us on vacations every year, and it just got to the point as we got older, we liked helping to plan the trips. So once I had my son, I went back to school. I got a degree in business with a focus on hospitality, and I've been in the travel industry now for 6 years.
Nice. So your parents took you on a lot of trips?
Yes.
Would they drag you places that you didn't want to go to?
We would always be dragged to the national parks by my father, but in time
we
learned
one of those guys.
Yes. But in time we learned to love it, and we actually like going to national parks now whenever we go away.
Oh, yeah, national parks are great.
Yes.
Ron, what do you have?
Chris, I just have a question. When a couple is planning their honeymoon, I'm just curious, like in the summer, do they look to go to a cooler place? And in the winter, are they usually looking to go to a warmer place?
Not typically. People usually want to go and have what you see in the commercials. They want to be on an island someplace with just the two of them walking down the beach. That's what people are typically looking for a honeymoon.
So is it mostly like, you know, the Arubas, the Bermudas, and things like that? Or
a good majority of it is the islands. You do get some people who would prefer to go up to Alaska and take a 7-day cruise. But typically we're seeing a lot of people who do want to go to Jamaica, Aruba, and just have what you see on TV, or as close to it as you can get.
I gotcha. Okay.
What about Hawaii? Do a lot of people go to Hawaii?
Some people do, but
it's
lately,
such a long
just with
trip.
The cost,
yeah,
well,
sure.
the flight is about 14 hours, because you've got to stop in at least Texas or on the West Coast someplace,
right.
And then you have to fly again from there. And just with the price of airline being what they are, it's difficult to get people from the East Coast anyways out to Hawaii. People from the West Coast consider Hawaii and Fiji their Caribbean.
Right.
Now, is the cost of travel been going, I'm assuming it has because I heard it on the news, that the cost of fuel is really spiking the cost of travel these days?
It depends. On airlines, it absolutely is spiking the cost. However, I'm getting in my email daily, we have sales for this cruise. We have sales to go to this island. I got one the other day. Go to Ireland for a week for $700 with airfare included.
Wow.
So
wow, that's incredible.
I know.
Sign me up. So what would you suggest to people... Now, do you have an office somewhere where people come in and sit down and you show them brochures and stuff?
I actually don't have an office. We have a website right now, and I'm home-based, but I am more than willing to go out and meet people at a Borders or a Starbucks and bring any information that they'd like and talk to them there.
Nice, nice.
What's your website address, Chris?
It's playtimevacations.net.
Playtimevacations.net.
Yes.
Okay. I had another question about, now it just slipped my mind. See what happens? When
that's
you get
my her? Fault.
No.
It's not me?
No, I'll just...
Chris, what else would you like to tell us? Any, what is the most popular vacation that you're doing right now?
The most popular one is Disney, and it's just because they're coming out with so many different deals. They extended free dining through this year. Booking it has ended, but rumors are already out that it's going to happen again. So to save, I know on my package, because I am going to be going, we saved $700 just because we got the free dining. So that's all of your food included.
Wow, that is pretty impressive.
Yeah.
And they got the Disney cruises. People go to Disney World.
They've got Disneyland, Disney World, the Disney cruises, and Adventures by Disney, which I'll be honest, I've only booked one person on it, and they absolutely loved it.
What are those?
Those are just guided tours, but they've got a little twist of Disney. Not everything is focused on Disney. They just add the Disney twist to it.
Nice.
You know, like the last night of the stay, they show a whole slideshow of your vacation, and they've been taking these pictures of you, and, you know, they just add a little bit more to it.
Well, that's pretty good.
I my wife and I went on a Disney cruise for our 25th, and we stayed at the New Orleans theme park that they had for 3 days.
Oh, yes, that's my favorite one, yes.
Yeah, we stayed. Oh, I had the best French toast I have had in my life there. And then we went on a cruise for 4 days, and it was pretty nice. I mean, I'm not a cruise guy. I get a little nauseous on the boat, but you know, I use some stuff to keep me going. But when you're on the ship, it's like, you know, there's a theater on the ship. There's swimming. There's all kinds of things to do on the ship. And you would think a Disney cruise as adults, well, they keep the kids and the adults separate if you want that. You know, so it can be for adults.
Wow, that's pretty good. I'm not familiar with that one.
Yeah, it was nice.
New Orleans, huh?
Yeah, I believe it.
Is that like a long, you know, how they get, it's outside of the Magic Kingdom, I'm sure, and all that stuff.
No. It's one of the hotels on property.
Yeah.
There are two. It's Disney, Port Orleans, Riverside, and Port Orleans.
That was it, Port Orleans.
French Quarter, yes.
Yeah.
Is that like over near the Planet Hollywood there and stuff?
Yes, it is. It's right down.
Downtown Disney, right? Yeah, okay.
And the thing is, when you stay on the Disney property, you can get around everywhere by bus. You just take the Disney bus.
Right.
Right.
I know a couple who goes to Disney every year. Wow. They love it. I mean, I think they got Mickey Mouse wallpaper in their bedroom.
Just one quick second here, Chris, if I could just throw up. You're listening to Wedding Tips. This is WCCM, 1110 AM, and we're here, Dan Lynch from Daniel's Video, and this is Ron Ferris from Boopa Production, and we're talking to Chris from PlaytimeVacations.net, who will help you plan your honeymoon. And I remembered what my question was, Chris.
Okay.
How soon in advance do most couples book their honeymoon? Is it something like right when they pick their wedding date, they're in to see you to pick their honeymoon? Or is that something they let you know what the date is and they maybe have you look for bargains for them?
They do have me look for bargains, but they do it right around the time they pick their wedding date. I have one client who's actually taking their Hawaii cruise in August, and we booked that back last August.
So it's like the function halls and your vendors, you really, like a year in advance is in most cases what you do.
Yes, and the reason that a lot of people do that is you can pay off honeymoons. You can pay off any sort of travel, and a lot of people don't realize that. They think, okay, well, I want to go on this cruise. I have to have all of my money up front. That is not correct.
That's good.
They do take the time to pay it off, and that's why they want to look at it as soon as possible, especially with so many things with your wedding. It's just one more bill that you're going to have to get down before you go. And typically with something like a cruise, you have to have it paid 60 days before you leave. So the sooner you book, the better and the more time you have to get rid of that bill too.
All right, let me ask you something, Chris. Now, you have your beautiful wedding day that you've fantasized about your whole life, and then you got your honeymoon that is kind of like the reward after the wedding. Which do you think is better?
I personally, honeymoon.
I'd have to say so too. Although a wedding can be an amazing thing, but
absolutely.
But the honeymoon is the reward.
Yes.
That's when the magic starts.
Right.
And that's usually where it ends too, right?
Yep. Once you get off that plane,
that's why you go to the Magic Kingdom.
That's right. That's right.
To keep the magic alive. Yeah. That's the
And I just wanted to mention one thing that we do offer is sort of a registry, where if, because I do have a client who's doing this right now, she wants some people to put some money or help out with her cruise or her shore excursions. So what we've done is I've given her a bunch of business cards, and she's putting them in her wedding shower invitations, and just as you would with Macy's or any other place that you have a registry, guests can call me up and say, okay, I'd like to put $200 towards whoever's honeymoon.
That's a great idea.
Wow. Yeah.
And so I would just call in with their information and apply the payment. And if we've already gone past the point of the trip being paid off, especially with a cruise, we can then just start applying it as onboard credits.
Wow. I think I want to get married again.
You'd like to keep making mistakes? Or
no? Well, no.
Your wife is a wonderful woman.
She is a wonderful woman. She puts up with a lot.
So doesn't mind. I have another question, Chris. How often in is this really a good thing to get? Is I know a lot of times now they have travel insurance in case something comes up, and it seems like it's not really a lot of money to get the insurance, but it's there in case, you know, something makes you not take your trip when you planned. Is that something you see a lot of?
I do see a lot of people purchasing it, and I encourage it so much where if final payment rolls around and they haven't added the insurance, I will have guests sign a waiver saying that they're not taking that insurance because we do firmly believe in it. The odds of something going wrong during your honeymoon or your vacation are so astronomical, but you do want to be protected. You don't want to wind up in Europe finding out, okay, I have to come up with $20,000 to get someone home.
Mm. So that insurance works not only if you need to reschedule or cancel, but it's while you're on your trip. If you run into any difficulties or something happens back home, you can apply that insurance to get you where you need to go.
That's correct. You're covered from the day you purchase the insurance until the day your vacation ends.
Wow.
So if you're traveling in October and you purchase it today, you're covered from March 8th until October, whichever day your vacation ends.
So it's well worth, and when looking at the cost, to me, it seems like it's really not a lot of money in most cases.
It is, because your vacation, your honeymoon, is an investment with the amounts that people are putting out these days. It is definitely an investment, and you do want to protect your investment.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right, Chris. Well, listen, we appreciate you helping us out with today's show, okay?
Absolutely.
And before you go, I just want to ask you, what is the best place that your dad took you for a national park?
Acadia up in Maine.
And anything crazy happen up there?
No, we've just been so many times since we were little. I joked to my father that he could actually put pictures, because he's a picture guy, of us in front of the sign all together and do, like, you know, flicker them. And you could actually see us grow up in front of that sign.
Nice, nice. Well, he sounds like a great guy.
Yep, he's not too bad.
All right, well, listen, you have a good day. And, folks, again, this was Chris from Playtime Vacations. You can give her a call at 603-275-2350 or visit Playtime Vacations online at www.playtimevacations.net. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you. Bye.
You're listening to Dan Lynch from
and Ron Ferris
from Daniel's Video
and from Boopa Productions,
and we're here on WCCM 1110 AM. If you want to talk to us, our number is 978-687-8006. You can email us at tips@boopa.com, and we'll try to answer your questions. And like I said, if we don't have an answer this week, we'll have it for you next week. In most cases, we can really make something up to make you think we know what we're talking about.
We know what we're talking about. Hey, will you listen to the guys before before?
No idea. And I was
talking about chocolate strawberries.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. I heard him say that when he was
walking. You ever have those?
Oh yeah, weddings. Yeah.
Oh, those are
chocolate covered strawberries.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know the best dessert I've ever had at a wedding? Are you ready for this?
Let's hear it.
Snickers cheesecake.
Wow. Come on. Snickers is like the greatest invention.
Whoa. Isn't it? Snickers cheesecake. I used to get it all the time at Spinelli.
Take it easy there, Bruce.
Love it. Love it.
Snickers cheesecake is probably the greatest dessert ever made. Next to cannolis, I think.
Oh, the cannolis, yeah. My God.
Nice. I like a good Snickers by myself. All right, folks. Again, if anybody wants to call in, we got these two tickets for the Boston Flower Show, March 16th through Sunday, March 20th. First caller who calls in, if we get a caller to call in. We going to a commercial break? Okay. That's what we'll do. And hi, friends. Do you want your wedding day to be the perfect and unique reflection of who you are as individuals and as a couple? You want your honeymoon to be just as unique as you are as that couple. Playtime Vacations wants to help make sure your honeymoon will be everything you're hoping for and more. The experienced staff at Playtime Vacations want to help make sure your honeymoon will be everything you're hoping for, and they're waiting to hear from you, ready to help create the honeymoon of your dreams. Give them a call at 603-275-2350 or visit them online at playtimevacations.net. And folks, do you need a videographer for your special day? Don't trust your video to uncle, cousin, or friends who might just miss that very special moment. You can rest assured that Daniel's Video Productions will capture every important moment of your wedding day. Now shooting in high definition and burning onto Blu-ray, you can trust Daniel's Video Productions to get the job done right. Let your uncle relax and enjoy your wedding. Let Daniel's Productions capture and edit your day for many years of enjoyment. And they also do music videos or whatever video that you need. Call Daniel's Video Productions at 978-590-4273 or visit them online at www.danielsvideo.com.
And we're back. You're listening to the Wedding Tips Radio Show here at 1110 AM WCCM. Our number here is 978-687-8006. And if you're shy and just want to let us know you have a question, you can email us at tips, T-I-P-S, at bupa.com. And I believe we have a caller.
Yes, you do.
Hello.
Hello.
How's it going? This is Dan. I'm here with Ronnie.
Good, Dan. I'm just calling for the tickets.
Are you really now?
Yes.
And what's your name?
Sean McDougal.
Sean, how you doing?
Good.
Okay. Well, you got it. You got two tickets for the Boston Flower Show at the Seaport World Trade Center in Boston. It starts Wednesday, March 16th, and goes through Sunday, March 20th. You must have your hand stamped to re-enter the show just in case you walk out, okay?
Okay.
And you can pick those up here at WCCM.
Thank you.
Do you know how to get here?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, great.
And hold on, I want to get your number, okay?
All right.
Don't go away.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Sean.
John.
Oh, John, I'm sorry. John. That's my ears, you know, from all the music.
I think it's my fault. I called him Sean. I heard Sean.
Oh, it was your fault.
Yes, okay. It was.
There's a couple more tips I want to give out this morning for some regarding wedding favors. And, you know, wedding favors are small but lovely wedding gifts that the wedding couple leaves for each guest at the wedding reception. These trinkets are usually set at each place setting, and they may be incorporated into the place setting as the name holder. Sometimes we'll have them there.
Right.
Now, when deciding on what type of wedding favor you want to give someone, I'm going to give you seven tips here. Here's the lucky seven tips.
Number one.
Tip number one, thank you, is know your budget. If you will be inviting 100 guests to sit to a sit-down dinner reception, and you only want to spend $100, on your wedding favors, well, that means you're looking for a wedding favor that's going to cost you $1 a piece. Yeah. Most favors tend to run between $3 and $5, so just keep that in mind. But don't be discouraged, because there's tons of ideas out there that you can find on the web and wedding magazines. You can purchase small gift bags, you know, that have been decorated or personalized as a place card. Use that as a place card. You can have the bridesmaids help you, friends help you put these together. You can...
That makes it more personal.
Yeah. You can make some beautiful, you know, potpourri, put some shells in there, candies, and use those as centerpieces. Those could be put on the middle of the table, and everyone takes some of the candy as part of their favor.
Huh.
And today, with the candy, I mean, they're personalized candy bars. You can get M&M's personalized. It's pretty unique today what you can do.
So I like it when they put the candy jar, like, where they have the book that you sign.
Yeah.
Because then me, as the videographer, I can go and grab a few of those, too, and not have to go up to somebody's table. And.
Oh, okay. So you like to scavenge,
you know,
off the...
Well, sometimes after the ceremony and then you're out doing photographs and video, you know, you're at the reception and you're still working and you're kind of hungry. I mean, it's nice to be able to grab something and... still be on the go, you know?
So they haven't given you your sandwich yet that you were going to get as the meal.
Why, they give sandwiches? No, they're usually pretty good.
Yeah,
but go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's okay. No, that's fine. Tip number two, use the wedding favor as a way to represent your wedding theme or color. So say in the winter, you could do small snowflake picture frames, ornaments, coasters. I mean, those would be great to use for a winter wedding. Number three, whenever possible, incorporate the wedding favor as a card holder for the place setting. So when they come in to pick up their, I've seen this quite a bit, when they come in to pick up their seating assignment,
right.
It's usually, sometimes it's a frame or it's a little holder that the card will sit in, and that ends up being the favor for the guest.
Oh,
at
no
the
kidding,
same time.
Huh?
Yeah, so it's, you kill two birds with one stone. You
sure.
Tell them where they're sitting and you give them their favor at the same time.
Yeah, but now if somebody really likes that favor, though, they might... Nah, never mind. I'm thinking of...
You're thinking of yourself again, I know.
You're right.
Okay. Tip number four, think outside of the box. A wedding favor is a gift, but there's no rule that says it has to be in a box, all wrapped up and topped with a ribbon and bow. You can save so much time and energy and worry, and it's your worry mostly as the bride. And your bridesmaids, because they're the ones that are going to be doing all this work. So if you can find something that doesn't have to be wrapped and you can just give out, your bridesmaids will love you and you're going to cut the stress down on yourself.
Hmm.
Tip number five, be aware of current trends and fashions. Wrapping candies in a circle of netting material and tying it with a personalized ribbon with your names and a wedding date is so 1990s.
Who decided that? Who decided that that's 1990s? Because I'd go in, if I saw that sitting in front of me at the table, I'd be excited about it.
Why it's so 1990s because the people selling the new stuff want you to buy the new stuff. They don't want you to buy the old stuff. That's why it's so 1990s. But if you're having a 1990s theme, it's going to be right in line with what you're planning.
That's right.
So...
I want to know who's the judge of this stuff. Who says something is out of date?
Well, the fashion designers. That's like, remember a few months back they said that the astrology signs had all changed? I know who did that.
Who did that?
They did that so you would have to buy all new astrology stuff.
Oh, you know what? I'm still a Leo, though.
I'm still a Taurus, so. But that was just a fuss. That was just,
yeah,
was a marketing
that's
ploy.
Wrong. It's wrong.
That was a marketing ploy. So, I mean... Even, you know, you think it might be a fact, there's no need to despair. You can search the internet for ideas. There's online communities, you know, where brides get together online and leave their ideas and tips. Go through magazines. And you can even go to the library and look through the magazines. You don't have to buy them. You can go to the library if you want. Or, like I said, with a computer,
right.
You can just go online.
Yeah.
Tip number six, use the newest technologies to really make an impression on your guests.
Such as,
you probably have seen the disposable 35mm cameras that are left on the table for guests.
Yep.
But now we're going to put Dan out of work because each guest, they have now disposable camcorders.
What?
So you can leave camcorders on the table that will record 20 minutes of footage. Then when you return the camcorder, they take the 20 minutes of footage and put it on a DVD. So all the tables who've left their messages, you can put them on a DVD.
And you know what? That will just solidify the fact that you have to hire a great videographer, such as myself, Daniel's Video Productions, because half those people are going to be bombed. And they'll probably take the thing home themselves, you know? That's terrible. You know what? They probably want it, but I know that I'd do a better job.
Of course you would. No, really, you're a professional. But these were like even...
But no, that's great. That's great because I'm sure there'd be a lot of stuff that... there's a lot of stuff that I can't capture, you know? I mean, so that just adds to the fun of their wedding day. And they'd probably see some stuff that I probably wouldn't want to capture.
Absolutely, because then if it's on the DVD, you have no responsibility for what these people are saying or doing.
That's correct.
Because you don't know where they're going to take this camera and shoot a picture for someone. And you may be surprised if all of a sudden there's a full moon that you were not expecting.
I had one of those on my wedding.
And tip number 7 is enjoy the entire experience. If the idea of finding wedding favors puts you over the edge, then you are taking on more than you can handle. The secret to staying sane while planning a wedding is to enjoy every stage of it, even the difficult ones. Planning and pulling off a large ceremony and a party does take quite a bit of organization and a huge sense of humor, which is what we hope we have here. If you're acting as your own wedding planner, try to make each decision and task as joyful and fun as possible. There's going to be stumbling blocks along the way, but don't trip over them. Just enjoy your wedding. Savor every moment, whether it's the favors, the planning, the honeymoon, whatever. Enjoy yourself.
That's right. That's right. Because once it's over, you know. So, I mean, the planning is the tough part. And then it's so easy to get disappointed thinking that you thought it might have been a lot more than what it really is. And when really what's happening in front of you is an amazing day. So, but we might clown around a little bit here, but we are serious about the information that we're giving, and we are hoping that it is being helpful to some of the people out there.
Yeah, and along those lines, I'd like to remind any bride whose wedding may be coming up within the next few weeks, keep an eye on the location of your facility. With the floodwaters that they're talking about, you want to make sure that that is not going to be impacting either your ceremony or your reception. And that just may be something you want to research. And in the back of your mind, have a backup plan in place in case, God forbid, your facility where you're having your ceremony should be flooded out for the day of your wedding, or the facility that you're having your reception should be in one of these floodplains or close to a river that may be cresting and overflowing. Keep that in mind, that you may want to have a backup plan just there, something that you've researched that's in place in case that should happen, because we don't know what's going to happen. I mean, we can't see the future of the weather, and we could get some very good thunderstorms or snow, some more rain, whatever that's going to cause these rivers to go over their banks and cause some flooding.
But fear not, that doesn't happen too often.
No, but it's just something, it's better to be prepared than not prepared.
Okay. That's very true.
And also, one more thing, we'll probably talk about this one next week. It'll be included on some of our tips next week. If you are getting married in the next couple of weeks, the week of your wedding, brides, if you can, get yourself to a spa. Get yourself relaxed. You've been through a lot of things going on over the past few months. So if you can, go get yourself something relaxing for yourself. Just take a day, go to a spa, and relax.
And what about the grooms? What do you got for the grooms, Ron? Well, we haven't been talking about the grooms at all. You know, these guys, they're part of it too, you know.
But they haven't said I do yet.
What is it, 60-40?
60-40? Think about it. How much planning do you think the bride does in a wedding?
Probably like 98%.
Yeah. I think we talked about this last week, that some brides have been planning their wedding since they were young girls playing with dolls. So this is something that in most cases that a girl or a woman has been planning her entire life for. So when we're not excluding grooms, best men, groomsmen, we're just concentrating mostly on answering brides' questions here. But if there are questions, we're here to answer those questions.
Now, I say 98%. You know what the 2% is?
What's that? But tell me.
Planning the bachelor party.
Well, there you go. That's what they're doing the week of.
Right? So and that's usually planned, like, what, 2 days in advance?
If that. Sometimes it's the same day.
Yeah.
Just, you know, plan as you go. You know?
That's right.
But we'll be talking next week again, and we'll have some more guests. We've got some more wedding planning tips coming up. We'll probably give you some more advice about videographers, other than Dan, because Dan cannot handle every wedding.
No, you know what? I know that I do good work, but there are a lot of good videographers out there. And just to say something about videography, yes, photography is its own animal, and photography is very important. The photographers out there are doing some incredible work now, and they really have albums that they're putting out that are really incredible. As far as video, that's its own animal as well, and it's really a very good complement to the photography. And it's something that I wouldn't be doing it if I didn't believe in it.
Next week, we're going to talk a little bit more about bands and disc jockeys. We'll get that into the show next week, and I'll give you a little insight on that. We're also, like to remind you, this is Ron Ferris from Bupa Productions.
And Dan Lynch from Daniel's Video Productions.
And our websites are www.bupa.com.
And www.danielsvideo.com.
And you can catch our blog at www.bupa.com/blog. And podcasts of our shows will be there. So if you don't catch us every Tuesday morning, you can go right online and get them. And with that, if you have any questions, mail them this week. We'll answer them next week for you. Tips@bupa.com. And it's been a great day.
And vendors, we're looking for sponsorship here on the show. So don't be shy. Give us a call.
See you next week.
It's an illusion. Try, and you will only come.
The opinions expressed on this program were those of the host and their guests and are not necessarily those of WCCM or its sponsors.